Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I got a new mommy now.
And mommy knows best.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We have a pay-per-view coming up this weekend. What could be the greatest return of all time.
Yep. But I haven't even told you what I'm cooking yet.
Is it?
Yeah, I texted Eric yesterday and I said, what are you making for extreme drools?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ba-doom-psh.
Yeah.
So is that what we're calling it?
Eater of worlds?
It's going to be a giant globe-shaped meatball.
And we have to eat the world.
Wait, oh, a meter of worlds.
A meter of worlds. I knew I was.
And it's going to be filled with tortellini.
Extreme drools, meter of worlds.
We'll get into some of the rumors with the latest, you know, hints from this week. Mm-hmm. In these
they're
episodes.
Hardly even rumors at this point. It's basically like the CM Punk return.
Right.
Like, everyone has to buy this pay-per-view.
Yeah. It's like it couldn't be anyone else at this point.
Yeah, but we'll get into the name that you can decode.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he's just another member of the Wyatt. Because I guess we don't know who the six are yet, right?
Well, if there even are six.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, I just, you know, there would be the single greatest letdown in the history of wrestling.
It's going to be Vince.
You thought I was dead. It was me, you idiots.
It was me, morons.
You all thought I didn't go on Twitter for real? This is me. I'm on the internet now. I'm a genius.
So it's cautiously optimistic and, you know, but we've been fans for a long time and our show is called What's Wrong With This Shit.
I'm not going to
get too excited.
I fully expect him to show up at Extreme Rules. They could delay it even further, but especially with there were like three QR code. There were two on Raw and one on SmackDown. So they're getting more frequent and, and you know, we'll talk about more of it later. But yeah, I mean, we could start off with it, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm fully expecting MJF to be making fun of us by the end of Saturday night. I mean,
maybe
we're just going to be hitting that button.
I do have to say thank you again, WWE, for putting these pay-per-views on Saturday now.
Right.
You know, that was a great move.
It was.
Yeah, I hate missing football.
And then also, like, just up late editing on a Sunday night when you have work the next morning.
Well, especially for me now because I have a different job and I wake up at 4 a.m. for that job. Fucking piece of shit.
Damn.
Wow.
What is it? We're starting early.
6 years he's been making fun of you. And you just
your face. like you don't fucking do it more.
Promises.
Oh, will you stop? Only when he like, you know, picks on my Hogan.
That's the only time.
Did you ever go get that figure?
Which figure?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the one.
Coke face Hogan.
I had too much pasta, brother.
You want to see us really argue and talk shit about each other? Go check out a bracket at patreon.com.
Anyone, really.
Any of them, really.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
/bracket?
That's it. No. Just patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have to thank a few new patrons this week. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to Answer the Poll. I don't know what that exactly means, but his name.
Hello.
Michael Mukaima, something like that. And then Boris Johnson, who did a year sub.
Nope.
Sorry.
Hook hooked on phonics
Boris
works for me.
Jacobson, who did a year so. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And did anyone buy a shirt this week?
No.
So they didn't buy the sarcastic shirt that we have?
Which one?
You know, Push Eric. Yeah.
I don't know. I seem to like that shirt.
Sorry, yeah. Andrew lit a fire.
I do.
I'm coming for you all night.
Nothing has changed.
What else is new?
Maybe the new.
one more plug. Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. We just released last week the best male wrestler of all time bracket.
Yeah.
And we had like an actual scoring system for it.
Yeah. Changed it up a little.
Changed it up.
I think it worked for the best.
It's not who you think it is.
I would say that, yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's not who you think. There were a lot of people online like, oh, I know what they're going to choose.
Right.
It's not him.
No.
No.
Or is it?
It's not.
It's not him or him.
It's not
or him.
It's not Johnny. It's not Johnny Gargano. No,
I know.
No, you're wrong.
It's not Kevin Owens.
All right, enough.
It's not Eugene.
Who's on this
table?
It's
not Eugene.
Stone Cold, Shawn. We got The Rock. We got Becky Lynch.
You got.
She wasn't it.
Xavier Woods.
MJF. Ric Flair. Is Hogan on here? Yeah, he might be on this table. Chris Jericho's here.
That's right.
Xavier Woods. You know, he might be on this table. Sean.
It's like down here
five times.
Anyways.
Stacey Keebler's legs.
Anyways.
Iron Man.
I know we don't want to talk about it, but SmackDown opens with Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa versus Ricochet and Madcap Moss. Ricochet did a suicide dive, but Solo threw a chair at him, somehow without the ref seeing.
Crazy.
Moss was
loud.
Moss was beating up Sammy, but Solo tagged himself in and beat Moss with the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. The spinning solo. Spinning solo.
Spinning Samoa bottom.
Yeah.
One big Samoan.
Samoan.
After the match, Sammy taunts Moss, so Moss grabs his beard, and then Solo saves him.
Yeah.
Solo then beats up Moss in the corner, but Sammy's like trying to calm Solo down, like, okay, that's enough, man, that's enough. But Solo keeps hip-checking Moss in the corner.
Mm.
So it's like a little, like, oh, look, Sammy, you know, maybe he talks some trash, but he doesn't like beating up guys after the matches.
Right.
So it's little hints that he's
such a nice bad guy.
He's going to be turning babyface.
Sure.
Yeah.
Later backstage, Jey Uso tells Sammy, I see right through you. Sammy says, maybe you should take it up with Roman. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to go in our locker room.
He plays this role so well.
He does.
You know?
I mean, he's really the only reason to watch SmackDown right now.
He's only the only like believable Uso.
Yeah,
it's true. He's a better Uso than the Usos.
I know. Like, what is that?
How ironic.
Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Austin Theory. This match happened because Drew caught Theory talking shit about him behind his back.
Not someone you want to talk
in an interview.
To the ring.
However, Theory brought Alpha Academy with him, and this became a DQ in just a couple of minutes after Otis pulled Drew out of the ring. Mm. And then Theory and Alpha Academy start beating him up. But then the music hits and it's Johnny Gargano.
Welcome to SmackDown. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. Johnny gets in some shots, but they start to beat him up. But then the music hits again and it's Kevin Owens.
Hey, welcome to SmackDown.
Wild card.
And the good guys clear the ring together.
Mm.
And we have our main event.
Smells like Teddy Long in here.
That's right. Backstage, we see Max Dupree walking in the hallway, but he doesn't look like Max Dupree.
Oh.
Once again, he kind of looks like L.A. Feet.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
And then he walks up to his idiots.
Yeah.
And Mansoor tells Max, we're going to win the title tonight. And Max looks happy. He's like, oh, you got a title shot against the Usos? And Maxine, his stepsis, says, no, they're going to win the title for longest Canadian pose.
Yeah, what?
Look, I got scared for a moment because I thought this was going to be the return of the 24/7 title.
Same here. I thought for sure they were going to be trying to pin whoever is the champion right now.
Is it still Dana Brooke?
I think so. I saw at some house show.
Tozawa, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
He doesn't. Oh. Yeah, no. You think Joe would
come
know?
On?
Of all people?
I know, right?
Jesus.
Is it gone forever?
No, I saw someone at a house show clip recently where the female, one of the female refs won it for like a minute.
What?
But
does that count? Is that canon?
I don't know.
Is that canon, Eric?
And then she got pinned and she had to count the three herself.
Yeah. That is funny.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, of course, Max looks annoyed. He storms off, and then Hitbro walks up and makes fun of Masse and Mansoir some more.
As they should.
We'll get back to that later. Next up, we have Los Lotharios versus Hitbro.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Angelo blows a kiss at B-Fab, but she tries to slap him. Hitbro wins in just a few minutes. Who cares? After the match, Michael Cole started dancing to Hitbro's theme song, and
punch him.
Bailey was
shut up, Michael.
You know, thank you, Bailey.
Thank you, Bailey.
Hit her,
and
Corey.
Then behind them, we see a fan hold up a sign, and the camera pans up, so you know it was planned.
Yeah.
And the sign read, "Revel in who you are," which is another clue, and that's something Bray Wyatt tweeted in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were they this week?
Oh, wait. That wasn't for
where
me.
Was SmackDown?
I was reveling in
on
who I am.
SmackDown?
Yeah.
Where were they?
I don't know. I don't, what does it matter?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because I expected Nicolas Cage to be like, "I'm going to steal that arena.
I'm going to find out the code.
That'd be so great.
I'm going to steal Twitter."
That'd be great if he shows up at Extreme Rules.
I know who the White Rabbit is. I got it.
And then fucking Bray Wyatt shows up and
it's Jesse claws the him. Mind.
He just gets his claws him to death.
Right.
Next up, we have Ronda Rousey versus Natalya, but they're best friends.
Hey, friends aren't supposed to do that.
What, can we hit like a nobody wants again? Like, we gotta hit something.
Sure.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
I'm sure it's happened, yeah.
How is Natalya still there? Like, is that because of Owen? Like, Vince is like, I will never
Kevin
again.
Owen?
No. Owen Hart, like, I will never again follow Hart.
If anything, she should be in AEW the way they love Owen.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, Natalya sucks. Ronda makes her tap to the ankle lock. After the match, Liv Morgan walks out with a baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Ronda talked shit about her earlier in the show backstage.
Yeah.
So Liv tries to use the bat, but Ronda blocks it, throws her over the barricade, and then security comes out. Ronda acts like she's going to hit security with the bat. But then she starts to leave.
Yeah.
But then Liv gets up and attacks Ronda from behind, and they brawl until security breaks them up.
So I had one question during the segment.
Yeah.
Bottom right?
Okay.
Who are you?
Where has this Liv been?
Yeah.
Who well, is this?
I think since last week.
Yeah. Right. Last this week. Is amazing. This is exactly what Liv needed to be going into this feud.
Right.
Well, she needs her thing.
Right.
Cute is not your thing anymore. You have to have a thing if you're going to be a champion.
And if you need a thing, you can use mine.
She needs to beat Ronda legitimately at Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Or it's over.
Yeah.
It can't be a fucking roll-up.
Game over.
Can't be a roll-up while you're tapping.
Nope.
It'll be like
can't be like someone helped you win.
Nope.
It'll be like 15 chairs, and she'll like climb on top of the chairs.
And Ronda will Hulk out of them.
Hulk out.
That's the right answer. Yeah. We go backstage. KO, Johnny, and McIntyre agree that Theory needs to get his ass kicked. So they agree to do the 6-man tag for the main event. Then KO goes for a walk.
Oh my God, this is so great.
He sees Massey and Mansoir trying. They're doing the pose.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that sucks. And then he says,
well, you got it?
Well, he was just like, oh, I think
he's like, hey, I think he needs to put his hand up higher because that would look better. Right. It's just totally making fun of him.
So then Owen sees Sammy and tells him, I think you need a new shirt.
Yeah. They have a little stare down. You could tell it was such a face-on-face reaction, like a transaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Sammy's clearly a face. He's acting like a face. He would have said something to Owen, you know, or Owen's like, he would have, but he didn't. They just kind of looked at each other. They had a moment.
Yeah. Mm.
You need a different shirt.
You know, Sammy's been a heel for 5 years.
Is that right?
Ever since he helped Kevin Owens beat Shane at the 2017 Hell in a Cell.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Was it 2017 or 2018?
Wow. Kevin Owens has like gone back and forth like six times.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. But it's 4 or 5 years. But
Yeah.
So later, Nakamura was posing with Masse and Mansoir for a few seconds. And Sony was there too, but she walked away. Like, it's completely pointless.
Correct.
Like, what the fuck are we... Yeah, Nakamura's there!
Yeah.
Put him in a match!
Right.
Book him!
Book him!
He's Book. Back, and I guess he's gonna feud with them. I don't know. And why was Sonya there? It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
2017,
by the way, yeah.
So
yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
So towards the end of the show, Massey and Mansoir are seconds away from breaking the stupid Canadian
bullshit
pose
record
that doesn't exist. And then Max knocks out Mansoir. And then he takes off his belt that has an M on it.
Mm.
And he says, I'm done. I'm not sure this was ever for me anyway. Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah.
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 Walks away.
So that's just like, Triple H.
That's just
Triple H.
Direct, like, fuck you to Vince.
Yeah,
correct. Not
yeah.
sure this was ever for me anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think this was for anyone.
No.
Ever.
No.
When does Massey and Mansoir also realize that this isn't for them?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, Triple H's like, look, we got to get rid of this. But LA Knight, he's going to go over on you guys first. Then you guys will disappear for 2 months. Then I'll figure out what I could do.
They come back.
You're cut. That's why I figured it
well,
out.
Well, sure.
I figured it out.
Right.
Oh, the stepsister
they'll
too?
There'll be a tag team led by Maxine, you know?
They'll probably keep Mansoor.
They'll probably keep
Mansoor just, you know, so that it's, oh, we have a Saudi Arabian wrestler, you know? So.
Poor Mace.
I mean, he can't go to Saudi Arabia like this.
No, he can't.
I mean, no. Come on.
Their laws say he will be murdered for that.
Murder.
Yeah.
He's still one of us.
But it's me.
He's still one of us. We can do whatever we want to you. Next up, we have an in-ring promo.
But I'm just playing a character. Well, we'll be playing your music at your funeral, sir.
And we're going to bury your character in real life.
In real life.
It's going to be a buried alive match, but it's us versus you.
The entire government.
It's the Saudi Arabian military versus you. And we have guns, and you don't.
Yes.
Fuck
Holy
you.
Shit. Yeah. Holy shit.
This is awesome. We murdered him. That's not a catchy joke.
But I still love it.
But I love it.
Character or not, it was still gay. Read the rules, okay? The law says death.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Imperium. They talk shit about the Brawling Brutes, and Gunther vows to beat Sheamus again next week on the season premiere of SmackDown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sheamus comes out alone because Butch and Holland are stuck in Florida due to the hurricane. And Sheamus beats up Vinci and Kaiser with a shillelagh, and he goes after Gunther. But then Sheamus sets up for the brogue kick, but Vinci and Kaiser... get up and grab him, and then Gunther beats up Sheamus and gives him a powerbomb, and then Imperium starts to leave, but Sheamus grabs the mic and says, is that all you got?
Idiot.
So Imperium comes back, beats up Sheamus some more.
They don't even let him get another hit in. Like, I thought when they ran in the ring, he would get two good shots in.
Right.
No, they just kick him immediately. Yeah. He's back down.
Gotta sell that powerbomb.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, Gunther hits him over the head with the shillelagh.
Murdering him.
Ouch, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we love to see. Next up, we have Shotzi versus Bayley. And, you know, not everything about Triple H running things is good.
I don't know what he has for Shotzi.
Shotzi has her tank back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a tank. It's not the little toy tank anymore.
It's a toy tank, Eric. Yes.
Oh, no.
It's a bigger tank.
It's a bigger toy tank.
Correct.
It's a fucking tank.
It's not a toy tank. It's a bigger toy tank.
Okay. So there's a toy Batmobile that you used to have.
Yeah.
Now, what if I said you got a bigger toy Batmobile to ride in?
Give me what I want!
Okay, then.
Give me what I want.
So Bayley hits the rose plant for the win, and then she gives her another right after. And then Bayley grabs a ladder from under the ring. She sets up for another rose plant on the ladder. But then the music hits and Bianca Belair runs out.
Cosplaying a SmackDown.
Yes, she's in blue.
Yeah.
And then,
but she has her belt on. I didn't get that.
What are you going to do, leave it in the back where it's going to get stolen?
No.
Well, all right. Fair point.
So Bayley retreats at first, but then she attacks Belair from behind as Bianca was checking on Shotzi. Bayley goes for the rose plant on the ladder, but Belair picks her up for a KOD, but Bayley escapes out of the ring.
Ha-ha.
More on that on Raw. Finally, for the main event, we have Austin Theory and Alpha Academy versus Kevin Owens, Johnny Gargano, and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And when
Drew Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Yes.
So when Kevin Owens came out, he looked at Austin and he said, "I have a theory about you. You suck."
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yep.
He's got great like personal commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Michael Cole on commentary at the beginning of this match said, "I can't believe Johnny Gargano and Drew McIntyre are tagging together. They were the Evolve Tag Team Champions and fought each other for the Evolve World Championship."
Oh God.
And I was like, "Easy, Excalibur.
Yeah.
Take it easy there, buddy."
This is where Andrew goes, "No, they didn't." Yeah. "No, they didn't."
"They did not.
They did not do that. They did not happen in this world.
Evolve doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist in this world.
You bought them and then got rid of the company."
Yes.
Right. Correct.
So stupid.
Yeah, they got a shit ton of talent from Evolve.
Yeah, including Austin Theory.
But no one knows this. Where was Evolve's TV deal? I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Don't do this Excalibur shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, Excalibur.
Like, he says it as if we already know it. And that's what's dumb about it. You want to be like, "Hey, guess what? You know, in Evolve, they were..." He's like, "Well, you know, they were the Evolve Tag Team Champions." Like, okay, sure they were.
We're not even allowed to remember things that happened 6 months ago in NXT.
Correct.
Or Raw.
Right.
But we can remember this that happened 10 years ago.
10 years ago on a different show.
Hey, remember on Friends when this guy was an extra?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
What?
It's a different world.
Yeah. They won't let us remember Drew McIntyre when he had no chest hair.
They won't. Right.
No beard. And he was, what? Would you say 4 inches shorter?
Yeah, he was 4 inches shorter.
At least 12.
No beard. Yeah.
So we got another.
He was 12 years old.
We got another suck it chop from Owens before hitting Gable with the cannonball in the corner.
I like it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Suck my cannonball, is what he was saying.
Right.
I think it's more likely that DX. Comes out, and Owens and Gargano are a part of it, then we see Bray Wyatt at Extreme Rules. That's how, and I think we're going to see Bray Wyatt at Extreme Rules.
All right.
I'm telling you right now.
We'll see if your scorecard reflects that.
Wait, what does that have to do with Bray Wyatt?
Well, I'm saying because that's how likely I think it's happening.
Bray Wyatt is first. Extreme Rules is this Saturday. Then there's Raw with DX.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to bet a dollar. I'm just saying, like, you know,
I'm trying to bet $2.
I think it's very likely.
Likely that what? That they form the new DX?
That they'll be a part of it. They've just been doing it so much.
No, I think, I think there's a good chance that they come out and say suck it together. But
something like that, yeah.
You know, I'd be totally fine if he does what I said. Like, the DX legacy has to live on.
But how do you form a team at War Games, which clearly, again, we can see it coming, but it's fine. Give it to us. Give us what do we want?
Yeah.
Where, like, Sammy's going to get, you know, super kicked by probably Jay. And then they're just going to all laugh and they're going to leave him in the ring. Kevin Owens saves him, so you'll have Kevin, Johnny, and Sammy, and one more person. Sure, it could be Ciampa. We'll see what happens. How do you not make that a fucking stable? You're going to have four amazing guys. Might as well make it a stable.
One of our fans, I forgot who, but they had a good idea for the Sammy turn as well. Instead of just having it, because babyface turns at WWE for the last 10 years have been bad.
Yeah.
Like a lot of good heel turns,
right.
But babyface turns are just like they turn babyface by default,
right.
Because their bad guy betrays them, you know, like their partner. And in this case, we all feel like the Bloodline's going to betray Sammy. But it would be so much fucking cooler if the Bloodline is all beating up Kevin Owens together and then Sammy comes out and saves Kevin Owens.
Ooh, like a Darth Vader turn. Like, I can't leave.
Yeah.
That's family.
Like, yeah, this is my real family.
Dude, that would be...
It'd be so, it's so much better.
Sammy,
and that's classic.
And like the change in his face.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's more of a classic babyface turn.
That'd be great.
Like Shawn saving Triple H to reform DX.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Macho Man saving Hogan. You know, stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
Or was flip-flopped?
Way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was flip-flopped, right.
But still, that would be incredible.
I guess Hogan was already a face, but still. Sure. You know what I mean.
You're already starting to see little signs of it where, like, Sammy, I forget which match it was, because Sammy was in two matches or, like, a part of a couple different matches because of Solo, but, like, he was beating the shit out of maybe Madcap in the corner.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
talked about
yeah,
that already.
Yeah, Sammy was trying to stop him.
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, these little, like, tidbits. Like, yeah, Sammy's turning.
Right.
He's slowly turning, and it's just going to be great when
they're planting the seeds. Joe.
Yeah, it could be a massive
get your dick hard
massive turn.
You're gonna fuck that plant.
KO and Johnny also super kicked Otis together outside the ring. Gargano hit Otis with a tornado DDT. Owens gave Gable a stunner on the announce table, and then Drew hit Theory with a claymore for the win. It was a great ending because all three of them hit a big move at the ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the match, Drew pulls out the strap
from his tights.
I don't know.
I think that's where he was keeping it.
The whole time?
My balls.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe
it was
just
wrapped around his giant cock.
That's probably what it was, holding it to his leg.
Hold on a minute. I've got to unravel it.
But yeah, he pulls out the strap and he whips Theory with it.
That's why Theory flew out of the ring. He's like, God, it smells like balls.
Jesus.
Is that from under cheese?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaliyah. Remember her?
Yeah, R.I.P. Next up, let's move on to Raw.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
The other show.
Raw opens with the Judgment Day.
Stupid.
Seth has something to say.
This is bullshit.
Even JBL was like,
this could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Bobby Lashley was backstage like,
No.
They asked Roman for comment.
I don't watch Raw.
And then Daniel Bryan.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
You just like, tell us what's going to happen. So Raw opens with the Judgment Day. They just press buttons. Next up, AJ and Ray versus Balor.
That's about the gist of it.
I mean, Vince loved it.
This is such good shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Finn Balor vows to make Edge say, oh, I quit at Extreme Rules. They also made the mistake of giving Dominic a mic again.
Oh, no.
They chant, who's your daddy? And Dominic's like, I'll tell you who's not my daddy. Rey Mysterio.
My daddy.
Yeah.
And correct. Then he looks at the camera and he says, Jefe, I hate you. I hate you so much.
I hate you.
I thought you just said he wasn't your dad.
Yeah.
Jefe technically means boss, but still.
Sure.
He always calls him Jefe.
Boss dad.
Daddy
boss.
Daddy boss. So then Balor brings up AJ Styles, and I guess his emotions got to him.
AJ, I could have ended your career last night, but last week! I'm so mad I said last night!
That's kind of funny.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. God.
I'm so mad I said last night!
Last week! I'm so mad I said last night!
Yeah.
And then we had that one recently with Theory where he's like, you know, Crown Jewel, just kidding, Clash at the Castle, got ya.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck? Why are you thinking of that's like two pay-per-views away.
Well, because.
So finally, AJ Styles.
Somebody's on the back of their minds.
Crowns and castles.
They're like, are we going to be held captive again?
Yeah, exactly. Finally, AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio come out, and we have AJ and Rey versus Balor and Priest. Dominic again begged his father to hit him, but he can't do it, and then Rhea Ripley clotheslines Rey, and then Balor ends up hitting Styles with the coup de grace. Coup de grace for the win.
When is Rey just going to like grab Dominic, bend him over his knee, and just fucking spank his ass? That's what he needs to do. Just spank him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good, yeah, just spank him.
I mean, Rhea's probably already doing it.
That's true.
Rhea's pegging him. Are you kidding?
Jesus.
So yeah, after the match, Rey tries to apologize to AJ, but Styles shoved him to the mat, and Rey looked heartbroken.
He's like,
everyone hates me.
Yeah, basically.
Edge hates me, AJ hates me, and my son Dominic hates me.
My wife has always hated me. Aaliyah hates me because I wouldn't let her fuck Buddy Murphy.
What does this mean for Judgment Day and the I Quit match? Like, AJ could turn? Is that what that means? I mean, they beat the shit out of him.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
And he pushed, you know, so.
Right.
So Judgment Day beats up Styles some more, and Balor's like, I'm your only friend! You've got no one else, AJ!
It's a shitty friend.
And then Priest gives Styles the sit-down choke slam to finish him off.
Damn, AJ, I know how you feel.
Wait, right. Who finished
you
them
guys
off?
Beat the shit out of me. We're like, we're your only friends.
Yeah. Damian Priest finished him off. Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next up, Kevin Patrick interviews Bobby Lashley backstage.
No.
I like to treat it like it's like a child's book, where like when you say the name, you hit the button.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing with, I'll be like, Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah. All right, yeah. Aaliyah loses.
Right, our fans are conditioned to it now.
Wait, wasn't that, hello there?
Yeah, right.
Hello there. God. And then Winnie the Pooh came up. Hello there.
Hello there. It sounds like a pedophile.
Hello there, little boy.
Have you watched The Dahmer yet?
No.
You haven't watched it from Hogwash?
No. Like halfway through
it's the number one show on Netflix.
It's a series?
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost too real.
Yeah.
It's really slow, though.
I don't know if it's for me.
It's too creepy in a way.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I love Evan Peters. He's a great actor.
Right. That's true. He's great. So Lashley again says, it's not the title that makes the man. It's the man that makes the title. And we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby.
That's the problem.
We've known this apparently longer than you have.
And then Kevin Patrick's like, oh, you know, it's been 3 months. And he's like, it's been 3 months since I've been U.S. champion. It's like, feels like 3 years.
Yeah.
But Lashley.
And then at the end, and he was like, Lashley, you haven't flubbed your lines yet. You want to say anything else?
And he's like,
it was like, I was waiting for it. I was like, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, get away from me. Lashley, run away.
Lashley also says,
I don't want to up this fuck.
Damn it. Lashley also says he's looking for someone to step up. So Mustafa Ali walks up and demands an opportunity. I want an opportunity. Well, you're going to get that opportunity.
Also, what was up with his hair?
So sick of that word.
I don't know. How does he, the one who gets the shot?
He had like
it's
the
an opportunity. Well, it wasn't for the title though, right?
I thought who it was.
Knows?
No,
did I don't remember them ever saying it.
I guess I didn't
it hit, doesn't really.
I
matter.
I didn't hit stop on the fast forward fast enough.
Doesn't really matter. Mid match,
yeah.
Ali did a 450 splash,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
onto Lashley's arm.
Ooh, brutal!
While Lashley was holding the bottom rope.
Okay,
and it's like. You could have done the 450 splash to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you could have just jumped off the top rope and stomped on his arm.
Yes.
So that you don't have to fall flat on your fucking face and sell the 450 splash to an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. I'm sorry. That was fucking stupid, but
right.
He just lands face first and he's like, oh, but look what he did to his arm. But look what he did to his face.
And his arm's bigger than your whole body. So I don't think he did much damage there.
Yeah. Yeah, Lashley hit the Dominator, but Ali kicked out. And then they recreated, for this match, they recreated Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 26.
I know.
Ali climbs up Lashley, and Lashley's like, stay down, stay down. And then Ali slaps Lashley in the face. Lashley gets pissed.
For this?
He runs Ali into the ring post two times, throws him over the barricade. And then Ali barely makes it back into the ring before being counted out. But then Lashley hits him with the spear. And then he puts him in the Hurt Lock. But Ali won't tap, so he passes out. So I thought the match was good, aside from the 450 splash to an arm. But they're certainly, like, in a way, they pushed Ali because he fought Lashley good and he wouldn't tap out. He passed out. So
Over under 4 weeks.
They gave him something.
Yeah,
come on.
After the match, Lashley was about to help Ali up and give him some respect, but then Rollins attacked Lashley from behind and hit him with a curb stomp. And then Seth went outside the ring to give Ali a curb stomp for good measure.
Just because.
And then later, Lashley says he's going to fight Rollins again for the U.S. title.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is weird.
It is. Because
is he winning this?
I guess.
The U.S. title?
Because it's the second match. Like, why are they doing it again?
Why are they doing Gunther and Sheamus again?
Because Sheamus is going to win.
You think?
Yes, I do. Well,
so Sheamus will be the champ going into Extreme Rules with the three-on-three, right?
It is the night before, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I thought he was going to win it, but then I was like, I don't see him winning it.
Right, right.
Seth has to win if he fights Lashley. He can't lose to Lashley.
Twice.
I mean, he can.
Well, he did, but it just can't be twice.
That's what I mean.
I mean, Riddle, Riddle also cost him the first time.
Right.
And this will be after the fight pit.
I guess I'm so old school. I don't like when guys have been world champ multiple times and they go backwards to these other
titles. There's no other belts available, Joe.
Correct. He's technically winning the main title on Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
It is.
It is. What else is there?
Roman's barely ever on Raw. Yeah, he's going to be on Raw next week.
Is he going to beat Bianca for the women's title?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just to upstage Becky.
Yeah.
Maybe he could get a tag. Nope, can't do that.
So Rollins cuts an in-ring promo, hype in the fight pit. He says he's going to show everyone why he's the most dangerous man in the business. And then Riddle comes out and tells Seth, I'm not going to beat you. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Calm down, Goldberg.
Exactly. Yeah. Did Seth beat up your son, too?
Probably.
Seth tells Riddle we have a no contact.
Toke!
Torque.
Riddle's son would be Toke.
Toke.
Oh, God. So Seth tells Riddle we have a no contract clause tonight, and he tries to bait Riddle into striking him by telling Riddle that he doesn't get to see his kids anymore. And I was like, well, wait, they just got divorced, right?
Yeah.
Did he lose all custody?
Right.
Does he have no custody? So. Were they like, well, he smokes
weed. I'm hoping that wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because that's too painful if that's true.
Right. I don't think he lost. I mean, I could be wrong, but yeah. Certainly didn't hear that he lost all custody.
Because he starts kind of nodding his head. You're like, oh, did this happen?
So then Riddle gets under Seth's skin by telling him that he hasn't main evented WrestleMania, but his wife, Becky Lynch, has. And I was like, well, technically Seth main evented WrestleMania. He certainly won the main event of WrestleMania.
Right, right. Yeah.
When he cashed in. I would say that counts. You fucking won the main event of WrestleMania.
You won a match you weren't even in.
Well, you put yourself in it.
Right. He also said, like, what was the last time you even held a title?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I was like, fuck.
What is the last
time? Is that trivia?
No.
No. Wow.
It should be.
Really?
What is it? The IC title?
Probably.
Like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Daniel Cormier pops up on the Titantron in a pre-recorded video. And sure, if you're not a UFC fan.
Who are you?
Who are you?
But he is a UFC legend. And you could tell this was a pre-recorded video. Cormier announces, as if it's the first time we're hearing this, that he's like, you know, you can't just have any referee for this match. Meanwhile, we've seen the announcement on Twitter, on Instagram, like, days before all of this. They even, like, Seth Rollins said it earlier in this promo that right. Daniel Cormier is like, I'm gonna be the special referee. Right.
Yeah,
it's like they should have had him re-record this.
Right,
like, hey, we actually blew it early. we blew our nut. We tweeted it out days ago.
Yeah, we blew our nut days ago. Can we get another from you?
We already
Can
know.
We get another?
And he's
one?
Like $500.
Yeah. Right.
What is this? A cameo?
Right.
So, yeah, Rollins just flicks Riddle's hat off and walks away.
That's contact. He loses.
He's over. Next up, we have Candice LeRae versus Dakota Kai. Belair, Asuka, and Alexa wished Candice good luck backstage before the match, but they don't care enough to back her up.
Nah.
Against the stable that they're feuding with.
Nah.
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 So Candice goes for the lion salt, which I've been waiting to see since her return.
Oh, a week ago.
Yeah.
But Bailey, been waiting a whole week.
It should be your finisher. But Bailey pushed her off while Io distracted the ref, and then Dakota won with a
roll up.
Yeah.
Backstage, we have The Miz hyping his birthday bash for next week. He says Maurice is going to be there. That's nice.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Dexter Lumis is hiding behind a door.
Yeah.
Later, we see Johnny Gargano. See Dexter Lumis sitting with a passed out Miz.
That's hot.
And then Johnny does a double take and Dexter has disappeared.
Awesome. Wow.
And then Johnny wakes up the Miz and Miz freaks out and ran away after seeing that Dexter made him a drawing of himself at Miz's birthday bash.
It was like one of those dick in the box drawings.
Yeah,
basically. And then Johnny laughs and he says, oh, Dexter, before walking away.
Yeah, because they had like a moment.
They did.
They were a family.
With a hatchet family. And a roll of condoms. You
right.
know?
Yes, that's right. When NXT went TV-14 for one episode.
Right, yeah.
So next up, we have Johnny Gargano versus Otis with Chad Gable ringside, Austin Theory on commentary.
So many people.
Otis, of course, dominated early. But then he pressed Johnny above his head, but Johnny countered with a DDT and a super kick.
Boom.
And then Gargano hit Otis with a suicide dive, and then he just said, fuck this guy, and he jumps on Theory, gives him a few punches. Johnny also jumped off the apron, gave Otis a tornado DDT.
Very nice.
This is why this guy is on Raw, because he's so fucking good.
The best.
And then Gable distracts the ref while Theory hits Gargano with the Money in the Bank briefcase. And then Otis hits the World's Strongest Slam for the win.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
You win as a couple, you lose as a couple.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny loses.
Where's Kevin Owens? Where the fuck? Where's the backup?
Right.
So after the match, all three of them start kicking and punching Johnny, but then Braun! Braun Strowman comes out. He runs over Otis and throws Gable back into the ring because they're having a match now.
Yeah. Apparently he's Goldberg.
Right.
Yeah. During the break, Otis attacked Braun, threw him over the announce table, and the ref saw that and ejected Otis.
Oh.
It's not a DQ.
Oh.
You're just ejected.
Ejected.
And then Gable impressed everyone when he gave Braun a German suplex. That was a nice spot.
Yeah.
He's like half Braun size. Mm-hmm. Gave him a German suplex. That was good. But of course, Braun still got the win with a powerbomb. And they also showed Omos and MVP watching backstage.
Oh, no.
World's slowest match.
Yeah. So whenever that is,
yeah,
it'll be the super slow-mo match for that week. You know it.
Right.
Probably next week. But they haven't announced it yet. Maybe they'll come out. They'll set it up for the next week. Who knows? But who cares? Next up, we have a contract signing for Bianca Belair versus Bayley. Corey Graves is the moderator for this, and he says this is the first ever ladder match for a women's championship in WWE history.
Mm. There's no way.
Okay.
Trish and Lita did it. This was trivia. They should have.
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously had it for the Money in the Bank matches, but
yeah.
Huh. It's got to be true.
Have they done a women's TLC? I guess that's a completely different thing.
They've said things are the first time and then it wasn't plenty of times. Right.
Nah, but I can't remember that. I mean, when they had the women's Money in the Bank match, it was the first women's ladder match.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So, I believe it. Yeah. So Bayley tells Belair that the Bianca Belair signs used to be Bayley signs, but the fans stopped caring about her. And then Belair tells Bayley, I'm sure it's hard to see someone have everything you want, but you could never be me, and it didn't work for you because you were pretending to be something you're not, but this is the real me. And then Bayley brings up her girls, and then we see Io and Dakota jump Alexa and Asuka backstage, and that distracted Belair. Bayley jumps her, but Belair managed to break free and run to the back to check on her friends, and we see Asuka's leg was damaged by a steel chair. And then Alexa looks in the camera and challenges Io to a match for the main event. Hmm. So there you go.
Interesting.
Next up, we have Solo Sikoa versus Angelo Dawkins with Sammy, the Usos, and Montez Ford ringside, who's got his foot in a boot.
A boot.
And this just happened because, like, Sammy and the Bloodline were making fun of the Street Profits backstage.
Uh-huh.
Solo got frustrated early. He grabbed a chair, but then Sammy calmed him down. But then Jay got jealous and yelled at Sammy, that's my brother, I got this. Later, Sammy hopped on the apron, but Jay hopped up there too, and he yelled at him. And then Solo hit Dawkins with a super kick and went for the pin, but the ref was too busy yelling at Sammy and Jay to get off the apron, which allowed Dawkins to kick out. Then Jimmy got in between Sammy and Jay, and Dawkins dove out of the ring. He hit both Usos. And then Dawkins punched Sammy, but when he got back in the ring, Solo takes him out, and he won with the spinning Solo.
Mm.
So more teasing for Sammy.
Yeah.
And the Bloodline, obviously Jay still hates him.
Tease it.
Yeah. Tease it. Next up, we have a backstage promo from Edge. He brings up his family and Beth Phoenix because he says that they're worried about him. This was easier when he didn't have a family. And he says, ask Cena, ask Orton, ask Rey. You can't make me say I quit.
Mm.
So.
Agreed.
Yeah. Next up.
Why ask Rey?
I don't know.
He must have fought.
Maybe he didn't say Rey. I know he said Cena and Orton.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Alexa Bliss versus Io Sky. Early in the match, the screen turned pink for 1 second.
Mm.
So. Huh? There's probably more. There's more stuff we'll talk about in a minute here, but
tell me more.
Alexa hits Twisted Bliss, but Bayley distracts the ref. So Belair attacks Bayley, but Dakota helps, and they throw Belair into the steel steps. Then Alexa flipped on to Bayley and Dakota. She sets up for another Twisted Bliss on Io, but Io knocks her off and hits the moonsault for the win. A beautiful moonsault from Io. Everyone brawls after the match, but then Asuka limps to the ring with a kendo stick. But Damage Control still lay out the good girls. They bring a ladder into the ring. They put Alexa in the middle of it and kick the ladder into her. And then Bayley, Dakota, and Io stand on the ladder, and they hold up all the belts.
I love that.
To end the show.
All visual. The gold. But yeah. A lot of times, you're not supposed to do that if that person's going to win. Because I love Bayley in that match. So
They have done that a lot, though, lately.
They have, yeah.
You know, every single... Again, when Corbin became the King of the Ring, every week he's sitting on the throne putting all the shit on.
Right.
Like, save it.
Yeah.
Save it. So this was funny. After Raw went off the air, Seth Rollins came out and he said, Jack Tunney Jr. told me that the no contract clause has expired. And he calls out Matt Riddle and they brawled.
Yeah.
That's I just thought funny. It was funny. He said Jack Tunney Jr.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the QR codes. There was one on SmackDown during a Karrion Kross video promo. And this one takes you to a video of one of the three little pigs playing a flute. Nice. But then we see pig meat. And we also see the big bad wolf. So is that like a Husky Harris reference?
Absolutely.
Huskus the pig.
Huskus the pig.
Yeah.
There was also another QR code when Candice LeRae said hi to Belair, Asuka, and Alexa backstage. And they also, people posted a freeze frame because like the picture was fucking up. And it looked like the Fiend's head, like the Fiend mask, was right above Alexa's head.
Hmm.
And, of course, it happens during Alexa's thing, you know. There was also another QR code on the back of the Raw Women's Championship contract. But everything leads to Bray Wyatt. One of the QR codes, like if you go do all the shit, it has coordinates to the Wells Fargo Center in Philly where Extreme Rules is. Yeah. And then
he's got to come out.
There was also some coding that was in like the Predator language that you had to decipher and... There's a website where you can decipher the Predator code.
And of course...
But who is the name you were talking about earlier?
The code... When you decipher one of the codes and it's Gacy.
Oh, Joe Gacy?
I guess.
That kind of makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Because then if you add up all these guys, that's six, I think. If you add up Alexa.
Alexa, Gacy, Cross, Loomis.
And Braun.
Braun.
And Bray.
And Bray.
Is that what you did? You say Bray?
No.
Braun. Dexter Lumis.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Gacy and Bray.
Okay.
That'd be six. Yeah. If it's them.
Right.
Which you know, I like the fact that they've introduced everyone else without introducing Bray.
Right. There was
I'd
also
rather have introduced Gacy.
The screen.
Maybe they will on SmackDown.
But the Gacy screen, has two other guys with him, too.
The screen also. Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Did like flicker when Braun came out. I remember.
Of course it did.
So
fucking good.
Yeah. It's great. I love it. I love all of it. We'll see what happens at Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. Look at that. I'm sorry. I was just looking at I didn't notice that. The picture.
Yeah. The sideways.
Mask. The Fiend mask.
Shine it up real nice.
Shine it up real nice.
Well, just can you look close on it? It's all right.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, clearly that's something right above her head.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
This has been fucking great.
Yeah.
I love this whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Eric?
Wow.
It's amazing. I'm going to steal the Fiend's mask.
All right, let's give awards.
I'm going to steal Alexa Bliss.
Who was your worst dressed?
Steal her
Mason Mansoir. Marseille and Mansoir.
Yes, that's what I have.
I had Seth, I think.
All right. Best dressed?
Bianca on Raw.
I had Liv. Fucking hot.
I had Liv.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst acting?
Dominic.
Yeah. I had Lashley.
Okay. I had Dominic. Best acting?
I had Sammy.
I'm still going Sammy. I mean, Kevin's amazing. I'm just That's loving true. This transition
yeah.
of
yeah,
Sammy.
Sammy.
He's the best acting since, like,
Sammy. Worst comment?
So mad I said last night.
Not last night. Last week! I'm so mad I said last night!
It's almost too funny to be worst comment.
I know.
I had when KO was putting Otis or whoever on the table...
Uh-huh.
You know, when they were having that fight, Cole's like, what the hell are you guys doing? You've never seen someone go through a table, Cole?
Ever.
Yeah, like thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best comment?
You haven't, but your wife Becky has when it comes to like main eventing.
Sure.
I had. You need a new shirt, buddy.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Such
yeah,
a need throwaway.
New shirt. It's worst match.
I had Styles and Mysterio versus Judgment Day. It's just because there's always so much going on, and none of it means anything to me.
Okay. Yeah, I had Shotzi Bailey because the match part was just so boring, I thought.
I had
yeah.
Los Lotharios versus Hit Row.
Oh, yeah.
Super Slow-Mo, I had Shotzi Bailey.
That's what I had.
I had Ronda Natalia.
And then best match?
Gargano Otis?
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah,
I had the six-man tag on SmackDown.
Yeah,
I
liked, worth that.
I like the ending. Too,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
Worst move?
450 onto an arm.
Braun trying to throw Chad Gable into the ring.
Yeah.
I had Cole dancing to Hit Row's music.
Right.
Okay. Best move?
Ali selling the spear. He, like, did a backflip.
Yeah.
With it. That was cool.
I had the stomp on Lashley.
I fucking had it earlier, and I forgot what I was going to pick.
Is it Liv and Ronda?
No.
Something from
Let's
there.
Just redo it. So
the stunner on a Gable.
I guess just the end of that six-man tag, all those moves that they hit.
The three in a row.
Worst moment?
The longest fucking posing. Canadian pose.
Yeah. Fuck posing. That shit.
Yep.
And then best moment, I'm just going to say the QR stuff. Like all the Bray hints, basically.
I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
All right. I am going to go with Liv and Ronda brawling.
Okay.
In a single moment, it's got to be Kevin Owens and Sammy's interaction. You're like, give it to us. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you love when best friends get back together.
Okay. Yeah.
The fucking best.
If I had to specify the Fiend head over Alexa,
oh
the
my
Fiend
God.
Mask over Alexa.
Amazing.
Head.
It's fucking amazing. It's the Fiend.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's do breaking news. So fans are losing their mind about this. Sasha Banks changed her Twitter handle to her real name, Mercedes Varnado, and fans are starting to lose their minds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I thought she was we don't know her status?
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, every fucking day she's like doing some runway shit.
I know, but with Triple H back, he's not like, come on, let's go.
Well, I mean, she's left before. She kind of, I mean, it kind of feels like she's just one of those people that she gets burnt out. She wants to leave for a while and then come back. I mean, Charlotte does the same thing, but there's never any drama about it.
Right.
Like, Charlotte always leaves. Maybe it's just like, I'm smart. I don't want to be around because then people are going to get used to me.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure it had to also do with that tag team title shit. But still, like, this, you know, Charlotte does the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, multiple sources are reporting that early ticket returns on the Royal Rumble are excellent and could just break the Royal Rumble record for ticket sales that was also in 2017 at the Alamo Dome.
Why would they do it there again, though? It was such a bad experience.
Money, 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 money.
There's nowhere else in San Antonio to do it that
Not that day. Many seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it sucks. That fucking place sucked.
I mean, maybe they've gotten it. Maybe there's been some renovations.
Just maybe make sure you get hydrated before the show.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm not drinking. If we go, I'm not drinking before the show.
The show or during the show?
Before. Well, remember, they were sold out of ice. Sold out. That's what they said.
No, we sold it all.
You do
sold
all your drinking ice. Before the show.
Huh?
You do all your drinking before the show.
Well, yeah, but then you get dehydrated.
Yeah. You want to enjoy the Rumble.
Waited 30 minutes in line just for a Sprite, missed Styles and Cena.
The main thing is we're going to want to eat when we tailgate.
I don't know. I'm going to make an argument to watch it from home.
I don't know. I'm going to see your argument and go fuck yourself.
Well, let us know how it is watching it on your couch.
Yeah, all alone.
But it was so...
Crying.
We were like trying to jump over each other's
shoulders.
Yeah,
but this Rumble could be great if it's Cody's return.
Come on. Sure.
Hey, come on. Buck up.
Can you... All right.
It's a two-hour drive.
Yeah. It's not the drive.
I'd rather do this than go to a fucking Raw in Houston.
That's true. Sure.
Yeah, that's true. When's the next one? Do we know? SmackDown?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, a SmackDown
or Raw. It might be sometime around then.
True.
I thought it was in December or something I saw.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, Japanese wrestling legend Antonio Inoki recently died at the age of 79. He's also the founder of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and the company announced that he died of amyloidosis, which is a rare organ disease. He had a weird boxing/wrestling match against Muhammad Ali back in 1976. But if you're going to watch one thing, that this guy did. Watch his match against the Great Antonio in 1977, because the Great Antonio was like this 50-year-old fat piece of shit white guy who wasn't selling Inoki's moves, and then he starts clubbing Inoki in the back of the neck, and it turned into a shoot fight with Inoki legitimately beating the fuck out of this guy.
Wow.
And the ref just called the match.
Yeah.
It's That's so awesome. Fucking good, yeah.
Interesting.
It's like the best shoot match ever.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I had one piece of news. Apparently, WWE lost a court case that could have a
Oh, this finally got resolved?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this from years ago.
I know. WWE and Take-Two Entertainment lost in favor of tattoo artist Catherine Alexander.
Yeah.
Alexander filed a suit in 2018 claiming she owns the copyright to the tattoo designs she has been inking on Randy Orton since 2003 and were replicated in the 2K games.
Is that like you can own a design that you put on someone?
If you created it, it's your
a design.
Order, but yeah. He's on TV every week. She didn't complain about that.
Well,
that's still they're making money from it.
Yeah.
But a video game's a whole other world.
Right.
So, well, it's not, yeah, I mean, like, CM Punk has a Pepsi logo. That's a free advertisement for Pepsi. You know what Pepsi is.
Right.
Yeah. You see these tattoos, you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, that's Catherine Alexander.
Right. I know. So
I wonder how much she made.
So she won.
She won the lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't say how much.
No, it could make things difficult for video games and for figures in the future.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. That's what, like 20 games?
Look, all these Shawns have tattoos. Yeah, of course.
Who knows? But that's like 20 games. How much money did she make?
It's one of those, like, what would make you go away, I'm sure.
Right.
How much money?
They settled or she won the lawsuit?
No, I think they settled. But
it's been 4 years this has been going on.
Oh, yeah.
2018.
They lost the lawsuit. So maybe they'd been fighting it for 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to make her to just go away and, like, hold her up in court.
Right. I want to know if we could find the number. Randy Orton lost.
It just says, seems the court agreed.
Yeah.
So yeah, they lost a court case. If they would have settled, they wouldn't say that they lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was 4 years.
They
I don't see.
Most likely, it's got to be online. If it's court case.
According to her deposition, Alexander claimed WWE offered her $450, which she turned down.
Well, yeah.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Turns out the jury. It says she will receive $3,750 in damages.
Shut up.
That's it?
That's a win?
That's it for 4 years. What the fuck?
Wow. I won't even cover, like, her lawyer that day.
No. Yeah. What the shit? That's not good. Oh, my God. I was thinking, like, $100,000.
I know. I thought there was going to be a few more zeros. She will receive 3.750.
It's such a small number, I don't even know what it is.
In damages.
Right. Yeah.
The damage.
I don't think WWE wrote her a check. The lawyer just pulled it out of his pocket like cash. Like, there's your fucking money. Go away.
Turns out, I love what it says here. Turns out the jury at the District Court of Illinois didn't buy that argument and ruled that Alexander was entitled to $3,000
to her compensation.
It's like Tony Soprano when he's paying the therapist. He's just throwing the money at her.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. It's all about motherfucking cocksucking money.
You like my money? Here you go.
And it's the rich mobster is bitching that it's all about money.
I'm sure Randy Orton paid more for those tattoos than that.
Christopher, this is a face-to-face business.
I'm going to murder you now. All right, on to rumors.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
Fightful reports that WWE has at least three new title belts that are finished and currently in hand.
To replace the current?
Well, Bray will have a new one.
He'll just show up with his own belt.
Yeah, sure. Of course, I hope. He's like, I magically took one from Roman. We'd be like this. We'd be like,
Works for us.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Please, right. Please.
The interdimensional champion.
He depped one from Roman.
I know they just changed the IC title, but that one needs more.
Oh, my God.
That one needs a new design more than any of them. Right. I mean, the main titles, too,
look, Winged
are just
Eagle,
W's.
Winged Eagle for Cody at WrestleMania, Raw the next night.
Or, I was saying, the title his dad held up has got to be somewhere. Because that was his promo, remember? He showed the picture of Dusty holding up the WWF Championship.
Right, yeah.
It was like, it's got it. That would be so great.
It would. Or like a modernized version of it.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, hopefully we'll see some of these new belts soon. They can't all do them at the same... Well, I guess NXT technically did one night. They were like, oh, the belt's different.
Yeah.
The Wrestling Observer mentioned that WWE will be ready for any daddy ass chance for the DX celebration on Raw next week, because he's going to be the only one not there.
Right. Billy Gunn. They're going to mute the audience. We already know they're going
to
do this.
Daddy ass? That's what he wants them to say?
Daddy ass. Yeah, that's Billy Gunn's daddy name.
Gimmick on
that's
AEW.
His gimmick in AEW.
Just say Mr. Ass.
Scissor me, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it started as a joke with the Acclaimed calling Billy Gunn daddy ass.
Because the ass
boys. They called them the ass boys instead of the Gunn Club.
Right.
And then it became Daddy Ass, and now Daddy Ass is super over. So,
yeah.
I'm sure Triple H will say something if they chant Daddy Ass.
Right.
He'll have a line, you know, a rebuttal or something.
Yeah. He's on that other bullshit show that no one watches.
Yeah.
Also, per Fightful, Vince McMahon apparently never solidified plans to have Cody Rhodes win the WWE or Universal Championships. McMahon was completely committed to Roman Reigns as a double champ.
Oh, shocker.
For life. For life. For my life, at least. As long as I'm alive. There was no sign he was ready to move on. Which, again, I don't see how you would let Cody cut that promo if he wasn't eventually going to win.
Of course.
But then again, Vince has done some pretty stupid things.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Also, Fightful reports that Brandi Rhodes has worked some matches at the Performance Center, but she currently doesn't have a WWE deal.
No.
We've heard that she's been working there, but hopefully that remains the same.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah. Ruin everything.
She's ever done announcing, right?
In WWE, yeah.
Yeah.
And then PW Insider reports that Oney Lorcan is working as a guest coach in the Performance Center this week.
Oh, Biff Busick?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
He was one of the guys
That's his indie name.
He was one of the guys saw in the bar in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him.
But like, why is he just a coach? He's not good enough to...
And you're like bottom right?
Yeah, exactly. But no, so tonight, as we're recording, was the first night of, you know, the new NXT branding. And I was excited about it, and I turned it on at 7 p.m. When it came on.
Tonight
and,
you're talking about?
Yeah. And it looks
the same thing.
The same. It looks exactly the same.
It's still rainbow.
And then what is their name? The Pretty Boys came out.
Pretty Deadly.
Pretty Deadly guys, and they looked stupid. And there's more. Fightful was like, there's more seats.
What the fuck was that?
Fightful was like, there's more seats. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah.
There needs to be more seats. Wendy Chu had a match tonight. So, no, I'm not going to fucking watch NXT yet.
Yeah.
Why rebrand it? Why change the colors if it's going to be the same thing?
Ridge Holland and Butch Dunn were there.
Yeah, they said they were going to be there. Okay. Byron Saxon's also on commentary. But yeah, look, it looks exactly the same. Why the fuck did you change the colors?
Right.
I don't get it.
You can't just kill all the...
Oh, Veer.
Oh.
Veer is here.
Oh.
Wait.
Wait.
No, that's him too. He has a twin now.
I was like, wait.
No,
different.
That's the guy he was tagging with. And that was the guy that spoiled Keith Lee's win a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all for rumors.
Whatever happened to Stinky?
And NXT. Look at these fucking idiots.
Yeah.
All right, let's do trivia.
It's fight night.
It's fucking garbage.
All right, which of these has happened before at an Extreme Rules pay-per-view?
Okay.
Which of these has happened?
Okay. A man has been set on fire. Was that Extreme Rules? Or was that TLC?
I don't
remember. Go
ahead. Extreme Rules has been held in October. Extreme Rules has been on a Saturday. There's been a women's ladder match. There's been a strap match and a fight pit match. Which of these has happened before? The others are all new.
They're all right there?
Yeah.
You wrote them down?
Yeah.
Okay. They've had the pay-per-view in October. I think that's right?
I don't know.
Only one of these has happened.
Only one of these has happened before.
I'm going to say strap match.
Everything else is new for Extreme Rules.
Right. So Saturday, probably not. Not the women's ladder match. Not a fight pit match. So it's either strap or October.
Yeah.
I'm going to say October is the right answer.
Eric got it. Only the strap match has happened before. Extreme Rules has never been held in October or on a Saturday.
Mm.
Never had a ladder match, which we just discussed earlier. And obviously, this is the first fight pit match.
Who was the strap match?
Oh, there's been like four.
Oh.
Extreme Rules. Yeah, I don't have all of them, but yeah.
Well, you didn't do your homework. So.
All right, moving on. It's because no one gives a shit about strap matches.
That too.
Probably better.
All right, you ready for fan questions?
You know it.
Well, we're not doing them.
No.
So
what?
It's been a while.
Okay.
I made a phone call.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get a hold of this guy because he lives in Mexico half the year, and as what he says, he likes to live off the grid. But I was able to contact him, and I was able to get him. It's been a long time since we've had him on the show. Please, everyone, welcome the return of Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Well, you know, McMahon, it's good to be back. I'm surprised you knew how to get a hold of me, Andrew.
Yes, it's very difficult. I had to, like, send a letter with a bird attached to it.
Now I have to move.
That's right. Yes, I'm sorry. But here, my printer was a little fucked up, so if you can't read that, Jesse, you can just come over to my computer.
I see it's in code.
Yes, it's coded like Bray Wyatt's.
Well, you know, McMahon, did you know...
Well, hold on. You read the first part.
The top 10 conspiracies of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, did you know Britt Baker is...
What number?
Number 11. You know, Britt Baker is a big WWW fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of her known profession as a dentist, for years fans assumed DMD stood for Doctor of Medicine and Dentistry.
Oh.
But in reality... She just loves the no hold barred review and is letting Joe know dick me down.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Who knew?
Britt Baker.
Number 10. You know, McMahon, I know the reason you stepped down as CEO. You want to become Kane's deputy mayor and harass women in Tennessee.
Well, I mean, that's probably the place where you can get away with
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah.
Number 9, McMahon, you know. Did you know that the White Rabbit is really Vince McMahon?
Oh.
I believe you guys said it on the show earlier.
You did say that, Eric. Yeah.
All the QR codes are a way to trick you into signaling your own NDA.
Signing your own NDA
to forget about all of the recent shenanigans.
Interesting.
Sorry, there was a W here. It threw me off. Number 8.
WRQR.
I don't know who put
You know, Vince McMahon has secretly planted wrestlers in AEW to take Tony Khan down for inappropriate hugging and caressing.
Oh, weird.
The final piece of the puzzle was the arrival of Paige. Soon Vince will take over AEW, make Paige the GM, and use it as a money laundering scheme for his illegal underground brothels throughout the country known as the McMansions.
Wow, that's a lot.
That one's for sure true.
That one's a rabbit hole.
That one's confirmed.
I've been to a McMansion.
Yeah.
Not proud of it. Number 7. You know, McMahon, I recently found out that your favorite word is and, because you can't spell and without NDA.
It's so dumb.
Number 6. We're halfway. You know, the QR codes in White Rabbit are not clues to Bray Wyatt. It's actually Chris Benoit making his in-ring return at Extreme Rules with the Anna Jay gimmick and choke everyone out.
Holy shit.
That one's too soon. Number 5, Cody isn't really injured.
Mm.
He's a double agent working for AEW with the plan to become a central figure in WWE, then to just leave and throw off the WrestleMania main event.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Wow, that's intense.
That one makes sense almost. Number 4, you know, McMahon, the reason this Saturday's pay-per-view is no longer called One Night Stand is so that you don't get confused with your weekend plans.
Oh. They're like mostly Vince McMahon ones.
Number 3, Owen Hart isn't dead.
Wow.
Wow.
This has been a part of a 25-year hoax, and he's about to reveal himself as the White Rabbit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We wish.
From Blue Blazer to White Rabbit?
We wish.
Wow. Yeah. That's the color scheme. We wish. I get it.
Number two, they don't want you to know this McMahon, but AEW fans keep chanting, "This is awesome," because the trapped soul of Mike Awesome is trying to acknowledge Roman Reigns.
I can't read it.
And the number one conspiracy of the week.
Yeah.
You know Hunter?
Yeah.
Vince didn't resign because of some silly NDAs. This was all part of the plan. Vince never wanted to give up the company to Shane. With his free time, he is secretly brainwashing Shane's sons so the company will be passed directly to them after your next heart attack. Once again, sticking it to Shane. TikTok trips.
Jesus Christ.
So dark.
Wow. That's a top 10. Fantastic.
Those are some dark conspiracies. Wow.
What a top 10.
Mostly about Vince's sex life.
Well, I mean,
that's everything since day one.
Yeah.
We've had these problems since the 80s.
That's true.
Right.
Just the women finally got together and formed a union.
That's no conspiracy.
That is no conspiracy.
It's the only union WWE has ever had.
All right. Well, that was great. Now let's move on to pay-per-view predictions for Extreme Rules.
Let me first say, I'm like 100% certain I've nailed every match.
Me
I think
too.
Every match is pretty.
Yeah, I think I have.
Do we all have the same?
I think I got it. Well, I don't know. It's let's find hard. Out.
We're going to find out.
Is that going to make it easy to retain, Eric, or harder?
Yes.
Yeah, probably easy.
First up, we have the old-fashioned Donnybrook match.
Oh, old-fashioned.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah.
This shit. Is bullshit.
Well, that too.
That too. That's fine.
And apparently, it's just basically a no rules match.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, we've got the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium. Who do you have?
Who do you have, Eric?
I've got Imperium.
Oh, Eric loses. I have the Brutes.
I also have Imperium.
Oh,
Joe loses.
No, the Brutes haven't gotten over yet.
If Sheamus wins on Friday,
he won't.
Okay. So I got Imperium with a pin.
I have Gunther pinning Butch.
I have Sheamus pinning Eichner.
I've got Gunther pinning Holland.
All right.
Wow.
Any other interference?
No.
Next up, we have the strap match. Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross.
I've got Kross with a sub.
Correct.
Sweep it. How many people interfere?
One.
I have zero.
No, she's not going to do anything.
Any more fireballs?
No. Well, then you probably have none.
Correct.
Because the fireball bitch ain't getting involved.
Yeah, I think they're going to have Kross like win legitimately without her help.
Wow.
Then we have the I Quit match. Edge versus Finn Balor.
Mm. Yep.
Guys.
I've got
Edge. Yeah, he won't say I quit.
I've got Edge winning.
All right, so listen. When I was watching Raw and Edge's promo, he's talking about his family, and he said, "There's nothing you could do physically to me to make me say I quit."
I thought about this.
So I feel like they're going to bring out Beth.
Like Roman Reigns?
Yeah, they're going to bring out Beth, and like Rhea Ripley's going to like maybe act like she's going to give her the concerto, and then Edge will have to say I quit. So or Beth, something like that.
Yeah, I thought about that
that's
for a minute.
Smart.
And they're that. Really not. Judgment Day's not going away.
No.
Yeah.
So no, Finn needs a win
I
badly.
I have Finn Balor.
He needs a win badly.
All right.
I have felt like it's only six matches. I had to do something dramatic to try to take this belt from Eric.
Yeah.
So I put Finn Balor.
Oh, God. I'm so scared. That's my manager.
Does someone actually say I quit?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. How many people interfere?
14.
I'm not sure. I think I can count them all. All right. Yeah. No, I have four. I mean, you got Judgment Day and then either Styles or Ray, somebody, right?
I put three. I feel like the baby faces won't help. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then where's the match end? This could end anywhere, you know.
I put stage.
I think we've all been saying stage forever. I'm going to say back in the ring.
Right. I'm going to say in the ring. I think that's where Edge will say I quit.
Okay.
Yeah, because Beth will be on the stage with a fucking gun to her head. Where the fuck
that was it. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
with
yeah.
a peg to
and
her
then
ass.
I think he's
I'm going to do it.
I think what's going to happen is what happens with all the heels is like he's going to say I quit, but she's still going to concerto Beth.
Jesus.
You know, and then maybe that'll set up like, you know.
Yeah. Edge should learn his lesson.
All of, right. Like Beth will help out because someone's got to fight Rhea Ripley.
Right.
Like, that could be one of the Survivor Series matches, you know?
Could be, yeah.
Then next up, we've got the Fight Pit, Seth Rollins versus Matt Riddle.
Uh-huh. I've got Seth with a sub.
You're really losing this title, aren't you?
Okay.
It's for sure Riddle.
What do you got?
I got Riddle.
Okay.
Yeah, Riddle with a sub.
All right.
I've got Riddle with a knockout.
Oh.
It's knockout or sub.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Who won at the castle?
Seth.
Okay, yeah.
No. Zero people interfere.
Zero interference.
Eric, did you forget that Matt Riddle used to fight for real?
He used to fight for real.
For realsies!
He used to fight for real?
This is how they're letting him go
for
over.
For cereal!
It's his match.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's like Undertaker having a buried alive... Oh, shit.
He always lost.
Every time.
Casket matches, though. He also lost 50-50. All the time.
So, who's got egg on their face now?
Yeah.
Will there be blood?
I said no.
I put yes.
Maybe.
It might happen.
I put yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. It's probably going to be by accident, though.
Okay.
Right.
And then where's the match end? Because you could be on. You could fight on top of the cage. You could fight on the mat. It could end, you know...
Fight pit?
No, but it's like...
I put the pit.
I guess I should have specified.
I put in the fight
because
pit.
Because there's
levels.
There's places on top you can fight on the top.
Yeah.
Like, there's platforms you can fight on the top.
I'm going to say
so
in the pit.
The Eric? Top or pit. The... So top or bottom? Just pick one.
Ooh.
Pit. Eric?
I'm going to say the pit.
I guess bottom, I guess, is...
Bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put the top.
Oh, okay.
I think that'll be more dramatic.
All right, sure.
All right.
And then the Raw Women's Championship ladder match, Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
I've got Bayley with an other.
Shut up already.
I got Bay grabbing the title.
Yeah, Bayley. We all have Bayley now.
Yeah.
You said Bianca last week.
Well,
he changed his fucking mind.
I know. Idiot.
Flip-flopping bitch.
How many people interfere?
Two. Four.
I have two.
I have four as well.
I don't think Asuka. I think Asuka's going to be like, oh, I couldn't come because of my leg. Because then they did another thing to her before it went off the air.
Yeah.
And then they concertoed Alexa in the ladder. And she's either going to be out of the match or she's going to be like with the Wyatts and they're gone. Already.
Yeah, well, let's finish this and then I'll tell you my guess.
So I'm going to say two.
Does anyone hang from the belt?
No.
I put no.
No, I put no. And then first to use the ladder as a weapon?
Bayley.
Bayley, but Bayley. Such a toss-up.
I kind of feel like putting like a no contest.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Alexa's, you know, she'll probably be out there. Maybe she gets the Fiend Trance again and pushes both of them off the ladder, and that's the return of Bray.
And everyone she grabs comes the out. And she's the champion?
Yeah, I mean, she probably not, but, you know, something like that.
Right.
I think that's a possibility.
It's a real possibility, because which of these matches... The only one that you can really see as a main event match is the first women's ladder match for a title.
Right.
That's going to be huge. None of these matches can really hold
a candle. I mean, the fight pit, because Seth and Riddle will probably have the best match.
Yeah, but as a main event, a non-WWE match?
You always want to put the best match on last, unless you have Bray Wyatt returning, but yeah.
I was thinking about doing I Quit, just in case he's associated with the fucking...
God, that would be terrible. There have been no hints of that.
The Judgment Day.
And then we have the SmackDown Women's Championship in an Extreme Rules match, Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I got Liv. This is her moment.
I got Liv with a pin.
Liv with a pin.
I did a pin.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
I'm going to say one. I think they're going to protect Ronda again. Shayna Baszler's going to come out and try to like help Ronda. And Ronda's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? And then that's going to cost Ronda the match. And then that's going to make Ronda feud with Shayna.
That sucks.
Going forward.
This whole thing has been to prove Liv is a badass. And they're not going to let her prove
I don't it. Have hope in it because Ronda hasn't really lost.
Yes.
Yeah. First weapon used.
A bat.
Yeah, I put the bat too. God damn
it. I put a kendo stick.
All right.
And then surprise appearance. We all have the same there.
I got no one.
I just took my point.
No, I got Wyatt.
Of course. Bray.
Yeah.
You know what should be there instead? Is like, what does he show up as?
Is he
the Fiend? Is he Bray Wyatt? Is he Mr. Peter Rogers Wolf. Bray?
Right.
Do you want to do that?
Swamp Thing Bray?
Is he like classic Bray? Is he Mr. Rogers Bray? Or is
Here's
he
my
Fiend
only
Bray?
Argument against
or new Bray.
He's my only argument against doing this. And again, I'd do it. I don't give a fuck. But I don't want to be like, that when that finally moment happens, I pick Fiend. He comes out, I'd be like, ah, fuck. I was 2 points away from winning this title.
Yeah.
I don't want to have like a down moment when that reveal happens. But that's so I would say no. That's just one vote.
Eric?
Nah.
It's a good idea. I said it was a good idea.
You guys are no fun.
Zero. Joe and Eric, zero fun.
Okay, so for nothing then, what do you think it's going to be?
New Bray.
A different Bray?
A new iteration.
Ooh. That'll be hard to prove, though. I guess we're not, it's not for anything, but I'll say the Fiend.
My favorite Bray is Eater of Worlds Bray. Like, I want to see that Bray with the lantern and everything.
Yeah.
I want the Fiend to be just a once-in-a-while character. The Fiend was
well,
too
he is
good.
Anyway. He was I know, anyway.
But, like, it was either, like, the Fiend or it was, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, remember?
I'd probably pop more harder if he was Mr. Rogers Bray.
Yeah.
Really?
And he's just in the ring, like...
Really? No!
I would think it would be so
because that's
hilarious.
What he was, right? He was either Bray Wyatt, or what'd they call him?
No, I mean, he was Bray.
Yeah, it was Bray Wyatt or the Fiend. But yeah. It was like good versus
either
evil.
Way, I would.
I want that either way. Guy, but yeah, okay.
All right, predict a match. It hasn't been announced yet.
I don't think there will be.
I put Braun versus Otis.
I put AJ versus Ray.
Yeah.
I put KO and Johnny versus Alpha Academy.
Okay.
What's sure. the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Donnybrook.
What's the main event?
I put Liv and Ronda. I feel like Ronda's the star that they would put at the end.
I think it's either the I Quit or the ladder, but I put ladder.
I put ladder because of the Bray thing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. If not, then I'd probably put Ronda or the Fight Pit. But yeah.
They have, before we do the last one, they have an opportunity to make this entire thing about Bray. Like, you could take something from almost every match.
Yeah. Right.
Like, Karrion, just in the middle of the match, he just fucking walks to the back. You're like, what the fuck was that? And when we're like, we know what the fuck that was.
He'd have to drag Drew with
him. Well,
I imagine, like, they're going to drop hints throughout the night.
I mean, like, you can have it.
Thanks for doing that right and on the mic, Eric.
No your problem. Knuckles.
Anyway, so, like, if this whole, that would be amazing. It's the whole Bray Wyatt comeback pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That being said, for the next one, which would be Lock of the Century, I'm still going to put Karrion Kross. I think that's kind of the lock. He has to win his first pay-per-view.
Right.
Karrion Kross, of course.
A lot of similarities, but there's a few differences.
Yeah. I'll get a big boner. Jump if... I'll get a big boner. I'll get a big jump if Balor wins. Joe gets a big jump if the Brutes win.
Yeah.
That Brute match is so pointless, though.
It doesn't even fucking matter who wins.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the show. Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. At Wrong Wrestling.
TikTok.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling because that's the only place you'll get to see us review Extreme Rules.
Yeah. I was thinking we could do something fun.
Hate fun.
For the loser.
Uh-huh.
I have one of those one chip challenges.
Mm-hmm. Oh my. Eric, okay. First of all,
Extreme!
I would die. You don't understand. Yeah. I would die, but I feel confident. I'm in. Yeah. Don't pussy out.
All right. Joe?
Can we do something else?
No. He's not confident about his score.
No, I am, but
nope.
I won't finish in last. So, sure.
All right.
One Eric, this challenge? Could be your own demise, Eric.
Yeah,
good.
I'm going to die.
Your title defenses are not good title defenses.
I take blood pressure medicine. You might kill me.
Yeah, I don't do well with fucking spicy things.
Yeah.
Like, really, really spicy things. Last time it happened, I thought it was onions. I got this quesadilla with my friend at a bar. It was a fucking taco truck. And we got a quesadilla, and then I thought it was sliced onions, like diced onions.
Uh-huh.
And I just took a scoop, and I put it in my mouth. They were jalapenos.
Yeah.
And I was completely red.
I'll die. I can't do, I can barely do decent spices now. All like, right. You know, like the chart where it's like death.
Yeah, but someone.
This is like no spice. I'm on like three.
But still, like someone's got to do it on the show now, like. Whoever loses who has the lowest score does it on the show, on the Extreme Rules review.
Like, it comes in like a cardboard coffin, too, so. Oh,
God. All right, well, we'll see you at Extreme Rules.
Are we really doing this?
Hashtag pray for WWWW.
That's going to be great.
I'm going to die.
Someone's going to die.
sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. See, Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best-looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Eric's third most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo, push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that hot, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.